This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Violence against people of Asian descent must end, former U.S. President Barack Obama said Wednesday, after a series of shootings in the Atlanta area left six Asian women dead. The former president added, referring to the coronavirus crisis, quote, even as we've battled the pandemic, we've continued to neglect the longer-lasting epidemic of gun violence in America, end quote. Authorities in the U.S. state of Georgia say 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long was captured hours after eight people were killed in shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday there needs to be a cultural change in attitudes in Britain towards women after the murder of Londoner Sarah Evergard prompted a debate over how the country deals with male violence against women. He told Parliament, quote, we will not fix this problem, and that is what we must do. We need a cultural and social change in attitudes to redress the balance, end quote. Iran and Russia Wednesday denounced the UK's decision to bolster its nuclear arsenal, with the Islamic Republic accusing it of hypocrisy, and the Kremlin warning the move threatens international stability. Britain announced Tuesday that it plans to increase its nuclear arsenal from 180 warheads to 260 by the end of the decade, as it published a document outlining a recalibration of its foreign policy. The move reverses a previous commitment by London to reduce its stockpile. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin and top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken met their South Korean counterparts in Seoul Wednesday to bolster a united front against an increasingly assertive China and the nuclear-armed North. The South is the second leg of the U.S. official's inaugural overseas trip, and like their first stop, Japan, a leading security ally of the United States. The Biden administration is focused on rallying alliances. This is VOA News. The Taliban have warned of consequences if the United States fails to meet a deadline to withdraw its troops from Afghanistan after President Joe Biden said doing so would be tough. A Taliban spokesman told AFP Wednesday the Americans should end their occupation in accordance with the Doha deal and fully withdraw their forces from Afghanistan by May 1st, end quote. He said if they don't, for any reason, they will be responsible for the consequences. Yemen's Houthis expressed deep regret Wednesday over the deaths of dozens of migrants in a fire that a human rights group said started when the rebels fired projectiles into a detention center. A senior official in the rebel movement said an investigation into the March 7th incident was underway. 44 migrants died and nearly 200 were wounded. Wednesday, Pope Francis again called for an end of violence in Myanmar, referring to the nun who fell to her knees to beg armed police for mercy. During his weekly audience, he said, quote, I too kneel on the streets of Myanmar, adding, quote, I too extend my arms and say, let dialogue prevail, blood resolves nothing, end quote. The image of Sister Anne Rose Nutong begging a group of police earlier this month to spare the children and take her life instead went viral as a symbol of bravery and mass protests. The Pope has repeatedly called for an end to violence in Myanmar since the February 1st coup that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Dutch citizens voted in mass Wednesday on the final day of a national election fought during the coronavirus pandemic, with conservative Prime Minister Mark Rutte expected to be granted a fourth term in office. The election is widely seen as a referendum on the government's performance during the crisis, in which more than 15,000 people have died of COVID-related illnesses and police have clashed with protesters opposed to lockdown measures. The European Union threatened Wednesday to ban exports of COVID-19 vaccines to Britain to safeguard scarce doses for its own citizens facing a third wave of the pandemic that would jeopardize plans to restart travel this summer. With the number of COVID-related deaths in the EU topping 550,000 and less than a tenth of the bloc's population inoculated, European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said the epidemiological situation was worsening, telling reporters, quote, we are in the crisis of the century, end quote. Germany's foreign minister Wednesday urged his countrymen to think twice about rushing to Majorca over the Easter weekend after the sun-soaked Spanish island was taken off the coronavirus risk list. The lifting of Berlin's travel warning for the island has sparked a flurry of bookings. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.